number 448.
We continue our celebration on page 299 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 299. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, Grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we hear God's sacred word.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 29, we will read the psalm responsively by half verse. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders.
The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice.
The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon skip like a calf,
and Mount Hermon like a long-mouthed ox.
The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe.
The stripes of the forest hair.
And in the temple of the Lord, the Lord sits enthroned above the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore.
The Lord shall give strength to his people.
The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ. May what I am about to say be in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Elise, Emmett, today is the day. But you know what? Are there any other children who are here? Come on up, because I have something I've got to give to you. You know, come on up and have a seat. One of the cool things about this time of year is because when we celebrate the festival day of the Lord's baptism, the secular world is already out there putting out Valentines. And it's like this coolest thing because Valentine's Day is not even for a month away. I mean, literally, it's over a month away, but they're stocking their shelves. But it's really cool for me because I get to talk a little bit about having Valentines. You know, you see these boxes of Valentines, you can get them for your teacher and for your friends at school. What do you think God was doing with Jesus and John today? He was telling us that we need to appreciate one another. And then we need to get our lives together. And we need to be baptized for God's love. And one of the cool things about that is that God loves you too. You know, and so when we give Valentines, that should be something that we also are doing out of love. You know, so today I want to give you, these are really kind of cool. They're Valentines for trailblazers. Kind of cool. And there's a little pin here. Now, just don't stick yourself. So take them, and you take them back to your parents, and you have them put them on you if you want. But what's cool about it is that God wants to give you a Valentine every day of your life. Today, we're celebrating Jesus' baptism. And God was working through his cousin John to let him know that he will never be forgotten, and he will always be loved. So much so, he gave him a dove out of the sky, you know. That's pretty cool. How many times do you hear a voice coming out of the sky with a dove? You have? Eden, you have? That's amazing. I need to talk to you afterwards because I want to know. So here's a little gift for you, for me, It's not Valentine's Day, but I just want to give you something to know that you are always thought of by Grace people, by the people of Grace Church and me, okay? Here you go. You can go back to your moms and dads now. And we also have a special day. No, I don't throw. Because I don't want to hurt anybody either. There you go. You can go back to your parents. It's good to have you with us today. There you go. There you go.
You say you don't do baseball.
Oh, I do baseball. I used to be a catcher. Here you go, Griffin. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming. You know, today, as I was just saying, Valentine's Day and God's love is always around us. But Jesus' love and God's love, he wanted him to know how important and how special his son was. And so today we celebrate his baptism, and we dedicate it today. And we celebrate it with two individuals. Emmett and Elise are going to be baptized in a few minutes. And we are going to welcome him into the Christian faith. And that is exciting. And for all of us who are here present, it is a time for us to remind ourselves of how God loves each and every one of you. From the prophet Isaiah today, we have the precursor of the 23rd Psalm. If you read it a little carefully, you'll see it. Isaiah is reminding us, no matter where we are in life, we are special in God's eyes. He reminds us that everywhere we walk in life, no matter what we do, we can be forgiven. We can be forgiven because John wanted to help us understand, even with his apostles, that he wasn't the Messiah. That he was reminding them that there was somebody. He couldn't even untie the strap of his thong, of his sandal straps. And to get down in the dirt, that was a big deal, to get yourself dirty, and especially to honor somebody like that, especially when they came to your home and you washed their feet. That was a big deal. And so John was reminding all of those who were present in the River Jordan at that day, that morning, or that afternoon, whatever it was, he was reminding us that we need to be conscious of how we are as Christians to one another as well. Now, he didn't use that language, of course, but he was reminding them that we need to be followers of a different form of living. So much so, John was willing to sacrifice himself so that he would be able to tell people that you cannot live an adulterous lifestyle, because Herod was giving them that example at that time. We need to be people of love and charity and hopefulness. We can't be simply putting God aside and saying, we put you over here and I can live my life like this. We need to live in a style that is reflective of goodness and kindness. And so, Elise and Emmett, you know, today I didn't bring my scuba gear. And you know, I didn't bring Alka-Seltzer. I didn't tell your good friend Jim Patton up there, the organist. I didn't tell him to play the theme song from Jaws. Because baptism is not something to be scared of. It's not, there's no big drop off like you go off in the river or in a lake or in the ocean. There's no drop off. You don't have to be scared. Because the waters of new life help you become strong young man and young lady in the new way of living. And your parents and your godparents here, they're here to help support you in making that life decision and as you move forward. So as we celebrate this, along with everybody else here, we're going to renew our baptismal covenant here in a few minutes, like we practiced yesterday and we read. And we're going to remind ourselves of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And so all of us are being followers of Jesus, but we also have to remind ourselves that we need to look for God. There's a story, a rabbinic story, about a little boy who was playing with his buddies. They were playing hide and seek. And they went and hid, and they were looking for each other. And the little boy was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And nobody was looking for him. Finally peeked his head out and looked around. And all of his buddies are gone. All of his friends. And he was really lonely. And he started to cry. He went to his grandfather, who was right next door, and he said, "Granddad, where did all my friends go?" And he was crying, and he says, "They all left me." His granddad started crying too. He says to him, he says, "Son, God feels that way too when we don't go looking for him." John was reminding all of his apostles that the baptism that they were receiving was not to put them down or make them feel terrible, but it was a baptism of redemption, a new way of living. We need to go out and look for God all every day of our lives to see the goodness that's always around us. That John's message was one of hope and not necessarily to tear people down and to give them hopelessness. He was there to help them know that the baptism of redemption was there for all of us to be redeemed. To know that, like Isaiah was saying, that we are loved. And you are precious in God's eyes. Let God always know that you think and think of him. For God's love is always endearing. Let us always look for God in our prayer life, each day of our lives. Let us look for in each other, in our family, our moms and dads, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our teachers, our coworkers. God is there, giving us hope and love. Amen. At this time, I'd like the Moreheads to please stand, and the godparents, please stand. We are on page 301. Who do you bring to be brought for baptism? And as parents and those who are present, Emmett, Elise, and Emmett, you want to receive the sacrament of baptism? Yes. There you go. As parents and godparents, on page 302 at the top, will you be responsible for seeing that these children you present are brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow in the full stature of Christ?
I will.
And for Elise and Emmett now, towards the bottom of 302 there, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Now the good stuff. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And going towards the bottom, if I could have the rest of the congregation please stand. And to show Elise and Emmett that we are supporting them today, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these children in their life and life in Christ?
We will.
Outstanding. That's great. Let us now join those who are committing themselves, Emmett and Elise, to renew our own baptismal covenant on the page 304 in your book, red book of your Book of Common Prayer. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God,
Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son and Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again and judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will,
with God's help. Now let us now pray for Emmett and Elise, especially this day, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer. We also pray for all those in our parish prayer list, especially those who are struggling with cancer at this time, for anyone who is ill or hospitalized. We also pray as well for those in our military, those who are sacrificing themselves and their families by being of service as EMTs and police officers and fire. Remember their families who are separated at this time because of their service away from and out of this country. We also like to give thanks for those who are celebrating birthdays today. I'd like to especially pray in thanksgiving for Charlene Baker, for Iris Baker, for Bo Jones and Grace Wilkie and Christine Stone. We also pray in the gift of love for those who are celebrating wedding anniversaries, for Fran and John Krause, Julie and Carl Harris, for Lucretia and Sam Wittes. For this we give thanks and offer prayer. Lord, grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. At this time, I'd like to invite Emmett and Elise to come forward to the baptisms and the water of new life. Godparents and parents, if you'd like to join us. And children, if you'd like to join us at this time too. So children, we have, especially your, these are your friends. I know some of you know these two very well. And so we have this water we have to bless at this time. I'm going to fill this little basin. That's just to let you know it's real. If I splash on you. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of the bondage in Egypt and into the land of promise. In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, with joyful obedience into your Son, we bring into his fellowship all those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you guys can help me, let's put our hands in there. There you go. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are being cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory. Amen. There you go. Thank you, guys. Elise, you want to come forward? Elise Ann Moorhead, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There you go. I told you it was going to be wet. Come on up. Oh, you can keep drying that, you bet. You got a lot of hair there. Come on up. There you go, Emmett. I was telling the children that this shell that we're using has been in this church for over 100 years and has baptized a lot of children before and adults. Emmett Benjamin Wright Moorhead, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us now pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you by the water of the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these children, the servants of forgiveness and sin, and have raised them to new life in grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and a discerning heart, and the courage and to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. And now I'm going to anoint you with this holy oil called chrism, and we'll invite your parents and godparents to do the same. I will anoint you as princes and princes were anointed as royalty to be kings and queens. In many generations long ago, we will anoint you now to be a part of the royal priesthood, the royal community of the Christian faith. Elise Ann, you are sealed in the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Trace the cross on her head. parents and godparents, you are the first teachers of the faith and as part of this new beginning for them. Emmett Benjamin Wright Moorhead, you are sealed in this holy with the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Can you hand me those candles? Thank you. The Paschal candle is a reminder of Jesus at the time of Easter, and he gives us the light that burns brightly. Elise and Emmett, your godparents and parents will receive this light as you have. Receive it, and may it always be kept burning brightly until you enter into the kingdom of heaven. May God's light shine in you always. Amen. Now you can go back to your seats, and we'll go back out in front. At the bottom of page 308. Together, we receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us his eternal priesthood. I'd like to introduce to you our two wondrous members of our Christian faith and of Grace Church, Emmett and Elise Moorhead. Come on, guys. Peace of the Lord be always with you. Please extend to each other of Christ's peace and love. You can blow those out. As we come back together, we have just a few announcements. On this great celebratory day, we also have a few other gifts. Those banners that were made for you are a special gift from the people of Grace Church that we express our wonderful support for you both, Emmett and Elise. We also have a couple of, both of all these, the banners and these prayer shawls are being given to you to commemorate your baptism. And both are all handmade, the banners by parishioners. And that one, let's see, that's for you, Emmett, and for you, Elise. You're very welcome. And the parishioners want to just extend to you just to know that you are so welcome and so excited about having you in our new family as Grace Church. As a part of, also, we today, this evening, we also will have middle school youth group. For all those who are in middle school are welcome. Chase Durans will be here this evening at starting at 5 o'clock with dinner provided this evening as well. If you are new to the congregation in the last last 5 years, I'd like to invite you to come and join me this Friday evening at the Olive Garden with my wife and I, Susie, for a faith-sharing dinner. It is a wonderful time to get to know some other people who are also new in the congregation as well, and as a way to have some special time with myself and just to away and have a good dinner and meal together. So I hope you can join us. If you are interested, please let me know so I can make sure we have plenty of room at the Olive Garden this Friday evening starting at 6 o'clock. Are there other announcements? Oh, yes. The Moorhead family would like to invite you all to a reception right after service. They have lots of wonderful fruit and sandwiches. They would like to celebrate their children being baptized today. So please come and join us in Fletcher Hall right after our service for a little bite to eat with them to celebrate their children's baptism. Freely have we been given, freely let us give. Cleanse me of my sins. We continue our celebration on page 367 in your Book of Common Prayer in the Red Book. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore, with praise, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give you thanks for, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, O gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by your Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Emmet and Elise and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Chalices.
Alleluia.
Thank you.
High star Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Wherever you are in your faith journey, all baptized Christians are welcome at this communion rail and at this altar. If you would prefer not to receive the bread and the wine of our Lord Jesus Christ, please come and pray with me as we are all people on the journey. Just cross your arms over your chest to indicate that as well. If you suffer from celiac, we also have gluten-free wafers that are also consecrated and blessed. If you'd like to receive one of those, please just put your hand over your heart. All are welcome. Please join me in our prayer after Holy Communion, found in the Book of Common Prayer at page 365. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. I also forgot to mention and give thanks for the beautiful flowers that adorn our altar today. On behalf of Fran and John Krause, who celebrate their wedding anniversary this week, and in thanksgiving for all their family and friends, we give thanks for them as well. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. Because you are precious in my sight, I honor and I love you. I am well pleased. The peace of God, of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you always. Amen. Candles, candles, candles.
Thank you.
Let us go forth and be the church. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you. time I get in the car, I try to listen to something on the radio in the car, the poem that's the music that I recorded in my phone comes on. That's a Bluetooth thing, and I don't understand it.
She's a special ed.
My job is just to get us there and get back.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
That's fine.
Every year.
That's fine. A place to put stuff on.
You know,
keep
them around.